Might not be ready for months to do telemedicine abortions, even though a state court judge blocked the state from enforcing a ban on teleconferencing with patients seeking pregnancy-ending medications. Planned Parenthood Great Plains said Wednesday it's evaluating its options following the order last week from Shawnee County District Judge Teresa Watson. And the Folk Art Festival returns to Seward County.
This weekend marks the 55th annual Folk Arts Festival in Liberal, with assorted craftsmen from Kansas, Oklahoma, and Nebraska.
Everything that they sell is handmade by the artists. Usually 5,000 to 8,000 people go through the show.
That's coordinator Ada Linenbroker. The Folk Art Festival will happen at the Seward County Activity Center from 9:30 to 5:30 Saturday and from noon to 5 on Sunday. The event is free and pictures with Santa will be available. I'm J.P. Bazette.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Are you among the millions of Americans living with chronic pain? If so, you may think prescription opioids are the solution. The truth is, the benefits of opioids are limited. Opioids only mask the pain. Opioids also come with serious side effects, ranging from nausea to withdrawal symptoms to overdose. As many as 25% of people who are prescribed opioids struggle with addiction. And those who are addicted to opioids are 40 times more likely to move on to heroin. No one wants to live in pain. But no one should put their health at risk to be pain-free. There is another choice, physical therapy. Physical therapists treat pain through movement and exercise, no warning labels required, and you get to be an active participant in your care. Choose to treat your pain safely. Choose physical therapy. Visit moveforwardpt.com to find a physical therapist near you. This public service announcement is brought to you by the American Physical Therapy Association.
I'm Joel Clark, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and he can't take it with him. Well, I went to work and found Ray, who's 40 and takes medication to control his high blood pressure, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month. That's way more coverage for a lot less than what he was paying. If SelectQuote didn't shop for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote and to find out how much you can save, call 1-800-885-4646. That's 1-800-885-4646. 1-800-885-4646. Or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. After a case lasting almost 4 years, the former owner of the Plainville Livestock Commission was sentenced on Wednesday in federal court in Kansas City on a multi-million dollar check kiting scheme. Tyler Gillum, the former owner of the Plainville Livestock Commission, per a sentencing agreement, was sentenced by Judge Daniel Crabtree to 60 months in prison and more than $7.2 million in restitution. Gillum's sentences on all counts will run concurrently, and he will be required to serve 3 years of post-release supervision. The restitution included $6.8 million to Landmark National Bank of Manhattan, Kansas, $250,000 to the Federal Insurance Company, and $208,000 to TBK Bank of Dallas, and Gillum will owe an additional $3,300 in fines. As part of a sentencing agreement, he's agreed not to appeal his conviction or sentencing. Gillum was convicted on 33 federal counts, including 31 counts of bank fraud, one count of making a false statement in connection with the Small Business Administration guaranteed loan, and one count of making a false statement in a loan or credit card application. In the aftermath of Gillum's crimes, payments to ranchers for the sale of their cattle were delayed almost a year, and the delayed payment to ranchers and the Plainville Livestock Commission bankruptcy had lasting effects on the Plainville and area ag communities. Banks were defrauded of millions of dollars and a rural bank closed. Bank officials stepped in February 2019, and Almena Bank froze Gillum's accounts, including a custodial account, which was supposed to hold money due to ranchers who sold cattle at Gillum's livestock auctions. In October of 2020, Almena Bank failed. The $69 million asset bank was closed by its state regulator, then sold by the FDIC to Equity Bank in Andover, according to a story in the American Banker on March 26 of 2021. Gillum owned and operated Plainville Livestock Commission Incorporated from 2006 until 2019. Gas bills may not be getting much better for Kansans, as Don Tripp with the Kansas Gas Service said they do anticipate that customer bills will be higher in the coming months, because what they've seen is that the demand for natural gas has grown faster than production. The Kansas Corporation Commission sent out a consumer alert at the end of October warning Kansans about the potential price increases due to natural gas supplies, and at the time, they said bills could be as high as 33% more. The KCC's Justin Grady said gas supplies are down because the demand for exports of liquefied natural gas exports are up pretty significantly over the last year to 18 months. However, he said prices have rebounded since that initial alert. With wholesale prices coming down, the pass-through prices that they've seen utilities passing through to customers has also come down 15 to 20%, although he says people are still going to see higher bills. The Kansas Department of Transportation is experiencing staff shortages that could impact how quickly it can remove snow and ice from roads this winter. Transportation Secretary Julie Lorenz stated that the agency is almost 25% short of snowplow operators in cities all over Kansas. However, offices across the state have been preparing for this since September. Sand, salt, and other materials are fully stocked. Employees have been through multiple days of training, and pre-maintenance on snowplows and other equipment is complete. Maintenance crews are doing their best, but Secretary Lorenz said motorists need to help by checking road conditions and weather forecasts beforehand and possibly delay travel if needed. To check your road conditions, you can visit the CanDrive website at candrive.org for 24-hour, 7-day-a-week updated highway conditions, short-term closures, and general traffic alerts. The Kansas Department of Transportation will deploy all employees who have a commercial driver's license to plow snow and hire seasonal employees. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Want to remain healthy this fall and through the holidays? Norton County Hospital encourages you to prepare now for the flu. Influenza is a respiratory virus that can strike suddenly and last several days. Symptoms include a fever, sore throat, cough, headache, runny or stuffy nose, chills, muscle aches, and fatigue. Anyone 6 months and older should get the vaccine, whether that's through our clinic, your local health department, or another health entity. Norton County Hospital is on your team to fight flu and empower health and wellness.
Norton Lions Club President David Davis announced this year that 53 members of the Norton Lions Club will again be conducting their annual Christmas Basket Project. And Lindsay Peterson, the Christmas Basket Project Director, announced that the Lions Club will also be conducting their Angel Tree Project in partnership with several local businesses. The Christmas Basket Project was started in 1954 by Lion Dale Brunson, and during its 67-year history, the project has provided thousands of baskets filled with food, toys, and clothing to financially stressed families in Norton County during the holiday season. And thanks to the helpful citizens of Norton County, 120 families throughout Norton County received a Christmas basket last year. The baskets contain a ham, milk, fruits, and vegetables for a traditional holiday dinner, as well as other food to support the families during the holiday season, and each child will also receive toys, clothing, and shoes upon request. The Angel Tree Project began in Norton 7 years ago as a way to allow donors to purchase clothing and gifts for specific children, with both the donor and the recipient remaining anonymous. Last year, over 200 gifts and clothing items were donated to the Angel Tree Project and delivered along with the Christmas baskets. The Angel Trees will be set up at The Bank, Equity Bank, Solutions North Bank, First State Bank, United Northwest Federal Credit Union, Moffitt Drug, Baumgars, and Define Gym, where each tree will be hung with tags giving the age and gender of a child in need, as well as their clothing sizes. Families with multiple children will be kept together this year as to ensure each child is given in the given family receives the same number of gifts. Donors then return the wrapped gifts to the location where they selected the tag, and the gifts will then be picked up by the Lions. Grocery items can be donated at Jamboree Foods, and canisters for cash donations have been placed in businesses throughout Norton. Toys can be donated at Nextech, the Chamber Office, and Dollar General, And families who need help this holiday season may sign up to receive a Lions Club Christmas basket at the Norton Area Chamber of Commerce, 205 South State Street. Or you can contact Lindsay Peterson or Abby Rice directly. The Lions Club will be filling the boxes and delivering them with assistance from the multiple local volunteers. And regardless of the weather conditions, deliveries will be made to each family's home on Saturday, December 17th. The Norton Lions Club would like to thank the Norton County community for all the support given to this project over the years. The reopening of K-123 in Decatur and Sheridan counties has been delayed. The reconstruction project was originally scheduled to be complete by the end of November, but will require additional time due to construction setbacks and impending winter weather. The road is now expected to be reopened in late spring of 2023. Motorists are advised to continue using the signed detour on K-23, K-223, and K-383. For more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Engineer Eric Oschlager at 785-443-1266. The Norton, Kansas Police Department reported on their Facebook page that it's been brought to their attention that some Norton citizens have received automated telephone calls threatening that the city of Norton will shut off their power if they don't provide payment within the next 30 minutes after the call. The Norton Police Department wants everyone to know that this is an obvious scam, as the city of Norton will never send out automated telephone calls regarding utility payments. If you have questions or concerns, you can contact the Norton City Office at 785-877-5000 or the Norton Police Department at 785-877-5010. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Hear the roar. Scream the chant.
K-A-U-R-A.
Feel the excitement.
To the 20, to the house. Touchdown, Kansas State.
Join us Saturday as the Wildcats head to Dallas to battle the undefeated TCU Horned Frogs for the Big 12 Championship. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Kansas State Wildcat football, the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
The perfect holiday gift, no matter who you are. Easily find the perfect holiday gift for everyone of a kind person on your list with a CU Money Visa gift card from United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Select our virtual option to share a gift card instantly or choose your delivery date. Wrap up your holiday shopping early at UNWFCU, where everything we do for you. Federally insured by NCUA.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. How did a month-over-month decline in what crop producers received for prices for their commodities impact USDA's latest agricultural price index? Rod Bain has the answers.
A month-over-month drop in prices received by crop producers led to an overall decline in the latest USDA agricultural prices report. The overall index was down 2.7% in October, while the crop price index was reduced by 4% from the previous month. Lower prices received by growers of food and feed grains and oilseeds negated month-over-month increases to what vegetable, melon, fruit, and tree nut growers received price-wise. The lower crop prices received in October also offset a 1.8% increase in the livestock price index. Dairy producers saw the largest price increase, receiving 6% more price-wise than the previous month, although meat animal, poultry, and egg producers also saw month-over-month rises in prices received. Producers also paid slightly more for inputs and services in October, 0.3% more compared to the month prior. I'm Rod Bain reporting, Washington, D.C.
The House Representatives Wednesday took action to avert a pending rail strike. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on the House floor Wednesday stated a shutdown would grind our economy to a halt and every family would feel the strain, while adding small businesses wouldn't be able to get their products to the market. Many of them, as I say, farmers. National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue says action is a positive step towards keeping that chain moving, referring to the agricultural supply chain reliance reliance on rail access. The resolution will now go to the Senate for consideration. It will need 60 votes to pass the Senate before arriving at President Biden's desk for his signature. This has been an agricultural news update. You are listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Why should you add sustainable oils camelina to your crop rotation? Consider this. Sustainable oils camelina is the feedstock crop of choice for renewable diesel production, and demand is growing fast. It has strong drought tolerance, cold tolerance. It's easy to grow. You can plant it early so it doesn't bump up against your winter wheat harvest. You could even double crop for more income on the same acres. You'll have ground cover through the winter with all its biological benefits. We provide growing support all along the way. We'll pay you $300 per acre if you're new to growing sustainable oils camelina and get a certified stand. And here's the kicker. When you partner with us, we'll provide the seed at no cost. Learn more about how sustainable oils camelina could boost profitability on your farm while still protecting your soil and your time at susoils.com. That's susoils.com.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. We have high pressure settling in over the Central Plains today and tomorrow. Things look fair, but it will be very gusty for most of our state over the next few days. We do have another cold front on the way that'll be moving in late Friday night and Saturday. Temperatures will be cooling off quite a bit for our state, but for now we'll be warming up. Very low rain chances through the weekend, even though we have that cold front moving in. We have dry air in place over the Central Plains. The wind will be picking up as well today and lasting through Friday. A wind advisory is posted for all of central Kansas along the 135 and 35 corridors and stretches of I-70 from about Hayes to Topeka. Winds of 30 to 40 miles an hour, gusting to 50 out of the south. On the map, heading into the afternoon, high pressure is over southeastern Kansas, covering all of the central plains. We also have that strong high pressure system in the central Rockies that'll be causing the gusty wind. But we'll also have warmer daytime highs today. Fair weather through the afternoon, a little bit of cloud cover over the southeastern counties, and then it looks fair for the overnight hours and not as cold, with lows mainly in the 20s. Windy and warmer on Friday with that strong high-pressure ridge off to our west. We can expect gusty winds statewide south or southwest at 20 to 30 and gusting to 40. Afternoon highs in the 60s, then we have that cold front moving in on Friday night, so it'll be cooler but fair for the weekend. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, upper 50s and low 60s with low to mid 30s overnight. North central, low to mid 50s today, and tonight we're in the low to mid 30s. Low 50s northeast and mid to upper 30s for the overnight hours. Low to mid 60s in the southwest counties and upper 30s overnight. Low 50s south central, tonight we're in the upper 30s. Low 50s southeast and low 40s overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Horse owners and farriers, mark your calendars. Valley Vet Supply invites you to attend a horse hoof protection and healthcare seminar Saturday, December 3rd at Kansas State University's Weber Hall Arena. Hoof care and animal health leaders Easy Care Inc., Zoetis, and Merck are thrilled to bring horse owners and farriers a day of learning. You'll learn all about equine deworming, vaccinations, overall hoof health and conditions, and application of nail-on and glue-on shoes. Registration for the event is free. Pre-registration by December 1st secures attendees a delicious and complimentary barbecue lunch. Compliments of Zoetis and Merck. Valley Vet Supply will have a booth on site and is offering a special 10% off sale for select Easy Care Inc. products, including shoes and hoof boots. Find all details and save your seat today at valleyvet.com/register. Shop horse care and more at valleyvet.com.
Valleyvet.com, valleyvet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market, as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen, as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two, and our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyVet.com. Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good to excellent rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856.25. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780.75. December up 0.25, 799.5. September corn up 12.25, 620.75. March up 10.75. August soybeans up 58.5, 1678. November up 34.5.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to kab.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.
Soon it will be Day.
Thanks for listening to KQNKAM and FM.
I thought
just begun. I guess you kind of scared yourself.